Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
Hey, happy Wednesday. We're going over the hump on the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Good to see you. Come on in. We've got beach chairs waiting for you. The weather's going to be fantastic. Could be a bit breezy, so tie that chair down so it doesn't blow away. Umbrellas might go flying down the beach today. Welcome to the Beach House Beach Bunker. I'm Tyler Glennon. Coming up on the show today, have you met our next prime minister? He's making the rounds on late night television. Maybe you've seen him. Oh, yeah, he's kind of a star right now. Our next up and coming star, next prime minister. Oh, yeah. Exciting days. Vacationers are being asked to sign NDAs. What's an NDA? It's a non-disclosure agreement. Next time you go on an all-inclusive trip and maybe you have a problem at your resort, don't be alarmed if they whip out a contract for you to sign to say that you'll never talk about your bad experience. Vegas. Oh, I used to love Las Vegas. Have you been to Las Vegas? They've got the new Sphere there, some new attractions, and what is really getting to everybody these days is, well, cost of things. The truth has been revealed. The price of Las Vegas has doubled. Where things are still kind of cheap in Vegas, if you decide to go, I still like the $1.50 hot dogs. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show, lending a helping hand to Samaritan House and the Bear Clan and doing good in our community every time you get an oil change at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. It is the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House. And of course, you get a multi-point inspection. They show you your filters while you wait. You can go upstairs to Allison's, get yourself some carrot cake, you're down and done, and they show you your filter, and boom, you're on your way. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. From carrot cake to cinnamon buns, Kuiper's Family Bakery. Now that the weather's, that's where I'm going to get my hot dog buns today. I'm going to get some of those fluffy, beautiful hot dog buns. It's going to taste like summer. Kuiper's Family Bakery, the best hot dog and hamburger buns you will find on planet Earth. Whether you're doing a barbecue like me, taking advantage of Plus One, or you're doing it inside, having a nice barbecue, or maybe you want to just have a nice big loaf of delicious buttery garlic toast, or maybe those delicious savory cheese buns. Kuiper's Family Bakery is Brandon's bakery, Manitoba's favorite. Years of tradition don't steer you wrong. Kuiper's Family Bakery in Brandon. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. And our friends at Epp Law Office, they can't wait to see you and talk about your new purchase. Maybe you got a new house. You've taken advantage of these lower interest rates. Word has it, they're going to keep on going down. And if you are buying or selling a property, you're going to need the help of a lawyer. And that's where Epp Law Office comes to the rescue for you. Corporate law, if you need help with your will or you're buying or selling property. Epp Law Office is building lasting relationships one case at a time. 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. And what should we talk about first? Our next prime minister? Well, his
welcome,
name
sir.
Is Mark Carney.
And I welcome you
he
to our
had
land,
a lengthy
America.
Appearance. On
we are soon to be.
Well, there was a border when I came, John.
He had a lengthy appearance on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Thought this was kind of weird that a Canadian politician would go on a U.S. late-night talk show to discuss politics. But this is where we are. And this guy was introducing himself to the American audience, talking about how he was the former Bank of Canada governor. He also ran the Bank of England as their governor. And Jon Stewart apparently is a fan of his because, unlike what happened in the States, Canada was able to steer clear of the financial crisis in 2008. And so I just wanted you to see this guy because he's going to be the next prime minister. And it was odd to me that out of nowhere he could get a spot on The Daily Show. How does that happen? How does it happen that a guy like that just mysteriously appears on arguably one of the more popular late night talk shows for just no reason. Like, I know that the Americans are talking, my American friends are talking amongst themselves about, you know, Trump's potential takeover of Canada, and they've got a lot of questions about that, but that's not really what this was about.
Brexit and the Bank of England trying to ease that.
Yeah. Not my idea.
Brexit wasn't.
Yeah.
No, you're Canadian. You're very polite, very nice. You're never one of those like, I want to leave a union. No, you stay in it until it dies. What are they making up there of the overtures and sort of trolling to Canada about being a part of the United States?
Well, I mean, the bottom line is not going to happen.
Not quite sure about the applause.
The overture. I mean,
because you don't want.
Well, we're proud. We find you very attractive, but we're not moving in with you. It's not you. It's us.
He does kind of have a sense of humor, a little bit.
We do things a little differently in Canada. We believe in.
I just want to, before you go any further. Yeah. I'm up for it. We're up for it. Whatever you do differently. We want to experiment too. What do you guys want?
We can be friends. There can be a few benefits, John. Friends with benefits, but not. We're not going to commit all the way. Benefits of trade.
Canada with America, you know, friends defense. With benefits.
Right.
I think that's what Trump wants.
We'll be cool about it. We won't levy tariffs on all your goods as retribution for you not going out with us. We respect your boundaries. Is there a fear now that there will be an economic trade war with Canada? How much of this do you believe is bluster, and how much preparation do you need to do for it?
Well, we have to prepare for it. And I think, you know, you look at what happened 5-6 years ago when we did have a similar situation with the trade war.
But that was only on lumber and, well, there was only a few things.
Lumber's very important to us, John.
But, you know, whoever's idea this was to get him on this show, it was a really, really good idea. I mean, John Stewart is a funny guy. His ability to actually say nothing and just have this stupid smile on his face is tremendous. He just sends everybody into fits of laughter. It's truly awesome. He not only had this 20-minute conversation with John Stewart, but then John basically says towards the end of the interview, well, you know, if you are so smart and, you know, you have done all this stuff that's so great, maybe you should be the next prime minister. And then he's like, well, I was kind of thinking about that, actually. And it's interesting because, you know, a guy like this could appear on a Canadian show and people would not see it. A lot of Canadians were curious to know who this guy is. Myself, my own opinion of, and I'm curious. I mean, you guys watched it, so what are your thoughts? Debbie says, I watched the whole thing too. Laughing emoji. Well, it's no laughing, Matt. He's going to be prime minister. Ladies and gentlemen, how long is he going to be the prime minister? Because there's probably going to be a confidence vote, then there's going to be an election. But he's going to be the prime minister of the country, at least for a month. He could be the next, what is it, John Turner, Jim Turner, Kim Campbell. Quentin says the trend is that we are being sold options by entertainers and influencers versus traditional news sources. This is just the new way of inserting people into power. Nobody voted for this guy, just like Camilla. And just like Camilla, there's a time crunch. There's not a lot of time to get this done. Will Canadians buy it, though? Well, see, in this country, we have no choice. In the United States, they rejected Kamala. This guy is going to be thrust on us by the Liberal Party. And he's going to be the prime minister again. If it's just a month, maybe it's a couple weeks. Myself, I thought it was a great idea, whoever his handlers are. I heard that Gerald Butts, who is the guy behind the phenomenon you might remember as Justin Trudeau, he is the guy behind the idea of, hey, you got to get on The Daily Show. You got to get on one of the biggest late night talk shows and get out there to introduce yourself. He's an environmentalist. He also believes in universal basic income, I've been reading. He's a proponent based on especially recent events involving AI and a struggling economy. And for those who remember, universal basic income is, oh, and this is funny. They compare the two right here.
The other guy is Pierre Poilievre. It looks like, and he is Trudeau's rival, yes? They look like two fictional boys' school rivals. Poilievre seems like a villain in a, like, Karate Kid movie. Like, there's something very, very off-putting. What is he like in person?
Karate.
Take your time.
You're not far off.
Quintessentially Canadian, though. He didn't attack him. I'll say this.
Yes. There is a type of politician. You have a few of them here in the United States. I think we just...
Stop it.
Yeah. They had a lot in and around Brexit.
Yes.
And we have Mr. Poilievre in Canada.
Yeah, so he continues. He's respectful but critical. And, you know, there's really no controversy around this guy. This guy is celery. And, you know, Canada is celery. There might be a good fit here. And Ryan, you are right. Universal basic income, just like CERB. Yes. All of a sudden, it's going to be, ta-da. Hey, here's our next prime minister. And there's going to be a lot of people going, who's this guy? Who voted for him? Nobody, actually. Nobody voted for him. He was appointed. Congratulations. And Ryan says maybe it was a practice run when CERB was in. Perhaps. Quinton says if they do introduce UBI, the Liberals will landslide this election by bringing the laziest people to the polls for the first time. Well, it's hard to say. There is a lot of stuff in the air right now. I am just going to be happy if we... I am excited about the next 7 days. Trump comes into office on Monday. Yesterday, I don't know if you saw this, he said that he is going to open up a new division of the government called the External Revenue Service. Right now in the States, like they have in Canada, it's called the IRS, Internal Revenue Service, which is like... Revenue Canada, that's the Americans pay their income taxes to the IRS. So then what's the external revenue? If you got internal, external means outside. Who outside's paying taxes? Uh-oh. Canada's outside. We're outside. We're outside of America. What's going on here? Donald feels we're not paying enough in taxes. Obviously, that's when you realize this guy really is out of touch with Canadians. Because if there's one thing that we do well, aside from complaining about cold weather and playing ice hockey, it is being taxed. Canadians are like the heaviest taxed people on the earth. And so now if the Americans are going to start taxing us, I think it's over. I'm building an igloo, and I'm gonna live in my igloo. It's going to be an interesting time. 2025 is going to be the most interesting year we have had, I would say, in a generation, potentially. Huge changes coming. Lots of disruption. Huge, and it all starts Monday with Trump's big inauguration. Just days away now, it's going to be. And on day one, he's got some bills ready to roll. His desk has got paperwork to sign. Boom, 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 boom. Greenland ours. Canada ours. Panama closed. China gone. Bah, bah. Ships here. Peace in the Middle East done. Boom, boom, boom. Fun times. You know what else is on the agenda in the coming days? Is the beautiful Tim Hortons Olympic donut. January 31st to February 2nd, buy a Special Olympics donut and 100% of the proceeds are donated to Special Olympics Canada. You can pre-order your donut. You might want to do that because they're beautiful. They're beautiful, beautiful. Take a look at this, boys and girls. Sprinkles, cream. Oh my God, you're going to not. You can't just have one. So get in on this action. TimHortonsWestman.ca. Again, 100% of the proceeds going to Special Olympics athletes. And only until February 2nd, Tim Hortons in Brandon, Dauphin, Mooseman, Neepawa. Who am I forgetting? Brandon, Dauphin, Neepawa, Mooseman. 10 area locations to serve you. You've always got time for Tim Hortons. Again, that website is timhortonswestman.ca. You're at home here with your local co-ops, an opportunity for our farming friends to win some prizes with your local co-op. As a matter of fact, co-ops of Westman have an opportunity for you to win some passes to this year's Royal Manitoba Winter Fair. It's a photo contest that they are just about ready to launch. I'll have more details on that shortly. An opportunity for you to not only get into the Royal Manitoba Winter Fair for free, of course, co-ops of Westman, big sponsor of this year's Royal Manitoba Winter Fair, but it's an opportunity for you to win a $500 co-op of Westman gift card. And again, if you are on the farm and you've got pictures of you on the farm, I've got details on that in the coming days with our friends at Co-ops of Westman. You're at home here, and a lot of people asking about the sodas yesterday. A couple of stores sold out of the diet soda. Again, one thing I want to mention is that when we do Taste It Tuesday, supplies vary store to store. And sometimes when we taste test some of the stuff on the show, they sell out really quickly. So I invite you to go back to the store and see if they've got them in. The diet sodas, co-op diets at nice price, good product. And they've got the sparkling waters too, very, very popular, the grapefruit flavored. Heritage Co-op, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op too. If you're looking for furniture, appliances, and electronics, a reminder, end of business day today is the end of their latest sale called the Canada-wide clearance. Special pricing on the Orlando three-piece queen bed, just $349, 50% off Beautyrest mattresses. The Grandeur queen mattress, now just $999, that's 50% off. And 50% off the Collier sofa, regularly around $1,500, on for $649. Today is the last day. Save up to 50% on select living room furniture and 40% on mattresses. The Canada-wide clearance at Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue, and check out their website. Go to leons.ca. Vegas has done a great job over the last decade of transitioning away from the gambling revenue into other stuff. And Zipline is an example of that. Getting into more of the, holy shnikes, that's high. Oh, there's a weight restriction on it, so I got to have to lose some weight before I could go on one of those things. David jumped off the Stratosphere Tower. We did the high roller Ferris wheel. That was fun, and it moves super slow. Cindy says when they were in Las Vegas in 2017, they stayed at the area. Molly says had some layovers in Las Vegas. It's a fun place, but it used to be an affordable place. 2-for-1 cocktails, 99-cent margaritas. We took the kids to the M&M store in Hersheyland when they were small. We took our kids when they were fairly small. We took our kids at the start of the transition, and people were going, you're taking your kids to Las Vegas? But it was at the start of when they were actually moving. I don't think Vegas has ever really moved away from gambling, but the focus being exclusively on gambling is gone. It's a lot more about the experiences, shopping. It's a world-class shopping destination. Of course, all the world's big chefs are in Las Vegas, so you can get the best food while you're there. And the thing about Las Vegas is that in the last 5 years, just the last 5 years, prices in Las Vegas have doubled. Doubled. Cheryl stayed at the Monte Carlo. Do you zip line, Tracy asks? I zipper. It's a totally different game. I'm too heavy to zip line. If they connected me to the zip line, it would be disaster. I'd be on the news. It is one of the most popular tourist destinations on the planet, Las Vegas is. But it has got incredibly expensive. Cindy went to a Cirque du Soleil show. That sounds fun. Zumba Bernice says, I've done the rides on the top of the Strat too. Chickened out on the jump. No, I couldn't even take the elevator up to be at the top of the Strat. I just can't do it. I love watching these guys. They have a channel on YouTube called Up, Up, and Our Way. If you like Las Vegas, you may want to give them a follow. They're in Vegas every 2 weeks, and all they do is tour around and play slot machines and stay at hotels and stuff like that. They're from California, and so they're close by. But they recently reached out to the Las Vegas Tourism and Convention Bureau because a lot of people are going like, hey, wait a second. Vegas is getting pretty wild and crazy as far as prices go. It used to be pretty cheap.
A visitor profile study not only shows who's coming to Vegas, but important for this video, how much people are spending. And as you can see,
this is
here,
this is
in
interesting.
2023, people spent $171 per night on hotel rooms. And that's a 51% increase over 2018, just 5 years ago. Now, in these different categories here, you're going to see that food and beverage, well, that went up 81% since 2018. Now, shopping.
So there is your, I had to pause that. Here is food and beverage. So when I'm saying, okay, yeah, things kind of went up in price. Take a look at this. In 2018, when you went to Las Vegas, your average food bill would be about $300, and now it's $570. That's pretty much double. Everything has pretty much doubled. This is the average amount that a person spends per night on lodging. That's 2023 figures. That is a past the $200 mark now. $113 to $172. Holy man, that is quite the increase.
It's 100% increase. And folks who are taking Ubers.
Okay, here's shopping now. This is the shopping stats. But this is a controllable. You don't always have to hit the stores, but people do. And look at, they're spending double when they hit these outlet malls and super swanky Vegas stores. In 2018, the average spend on shopping in a Vegas stay was $200. Now it's $414.
Or buses or different local transportation are spending three times as much as they did in 2018.
So getting around, jumping in a cab or an Uber, you'd spend on your average stay $79. It is now $238. Now, the other thing to keep in mind, whether it be the hotel or the food or the transportation, these are in U.S. dollars, and it's now $1.40. So $79, even in 2018 with the exchange, you're looking at like $110, $115 Canadian. So $238, you're looking at over $300 just to get around. That's your transportation costs in Vegas right now.
Shows are spending 125% more than they did in 2018.
So this is shows and entertainment. Let me stop that. So again, something you can control. Maybe you didn't want to go see Celine Dion. Maybe you aren't into shows in Las Vegas. They used to be $124. Now shows are running you about $278. Cheryl said Jersey Boys was a great show. MJ says hotels are crazy expensive. Molly says, yeah, for me to go to Milwaukee is about $160 American. Quentin says it was cheaper to rent a car than to Uber or cab when we went. I don't doubt it.
Now, sporting events, this is a newer category. It wasn't even around in 2018. But with the addition of several sports teams, you have people that are paying $326 during their trip for sporting events. And sightseeing is, interestingly, the only category where things have stayed somewhat stable.
Sightseeing. So you can go out to the Grand Canyon or Hoover Dam and it's going to cost you the same. Wow, so everything else has doubled with the exception of sightseeing. Sightseeing has stayed the same.
Now, when we take a look at gambling in Las Vegas, the percentage of visitors who are gambling is relatively the same, and the number of hours varies a little bit here and there. But we are spending a lot more than we did back in 2018, $787 versus $525.
Gambling is up. So when you go to Las Vegas, boys and girls, when you go to Las Vegas, you are spending a lot more cash, not just on the hotels, not just on the food, but we used to spend about $500 at the slot machines or at the tables. That is now close to $800. So what does this all mean? How does it all come out? So a three-day stay in Las Vegas for one person.
Per trip.
A three-day stay in Las Vegas for the average person now. This includes three nights in an average hotel, a couple of meals, and no drinks. So This does not include any booze. You're looking at $1,000 US for three nights, and that also does not include your airfare. So when you see deals to Las Vegas, it's something to keep in mind, because once you get there, I had read a report from one person on Reddit that said that you can't get a breakfast sandwich meal for under $20 at any. So when you get up first thing in the morning and you go to have breakfast, you're looking at $20 US right out of your jeans before you even go. And here's where I'm going to end it, because I was like, man, Vegas, they got to be careful because people don't have a lot of money. Your friend Ty just had a report that said the average Canadian doesn't have $200 to rub together. And I've been seeing traffic counts in Las Vegas are pretty solid. They're doing really good. In fact, the Christmas season could have been a record Christmas season for Las Vegas. So Vegas is slamming the people through there. Vegas is not hurting. They're doing good. And that's great. I'm happy for Las Vegas. But I was curious. So if things cost twice as much in Las Vegas and Vegas is packed, where are the people coming from? Because if you're going to Vegas now, later on in this video, these people reveal that the average salary of a person who travels to Las Vegas right now is in the six figures. And she asks a good question. Is that by design or is that inflationary? Is Vegas moving away from the low rollers and trying to be a high roller city because they're now in the $100,000 club? You have to clear per person $100,000 a year to go to Las Vegas. I mean, you don't have to. But based on the data, people who now visit Las Vegas, the largest group, make over $100,000 a year. So now I'm curious because I'm thinking all the richies are going to Vegas, man. I was the tidy. I was the one. I was at the slots of fun looking for the dollar footlong and the 25-cent margaritas and the free deck of cards. It's all gone. It's all gone. $1,000. Cindy says they were closer to home. They went on Black Friday. You were in Grand Forks, I think, weren't you? Two nights, 400 Canadian. Probably not going again. It's crazy. And at least in a place like Grand Forks, you could probably offset it with cheap booze and cheap food and maybe some deals at the store. In Vegas, there's nowhere to hide. You're paying, you know, for a beer, you're looking at about $11. A cocktail, not unreasonable to pay anywhere between $10 and $20. And again, these are in U.S. dollars. So there's nowhere to hide. There's no relief. It's just boom, boom. You're getting hit again. And if you're there for 3 days, what do you do? I mean, it's expensive. Quentin says as much. He said drinks were $18 for whiskey. However, the oversized cans on Fremont were 3 for $10. Ooh. See, that's excellent. That's Tyler size. That's a Tyler size deal right there. 3 king cans for $10. That's freaking awesome. Give me $1.50 hot dog and I'm good to go. But anyway, this is the most shocking part of my Vegas investigation. Tyler Glenn Show investigates. Brr. How Vegas got so expensive. So we've determined you got to have 100K to go to Vegas now. Everything is double in price. Who is going? Because it's packed. So I asked ChatGPT to run the numbers. I want to know the top five jurisdictions based on visitor data available on the internet, the top five jurisdictions visiting Las Vegas. And the most recent data is in 2023. That's fine. And this is what we discovered, that the top jurisdiction of people visiting Las Vegas was California, which makes sense. It's right next door at 4.2 million visitors. So lots of Californians with cash. I don't know where they get their money from. It's insane. Followed by Texas, but it's down the road a little bit. Cali is 4 million. Texas is 2 million. Now, Texas has oil. They got a lot of rich gamblers in Texas. But guess who was at number three? wasn't a U.S. state. It was a country. And it's the country where 50% of the people don't have $200 to rub together to pay their bills. I'm not sure how I square that circle because it's Canada at number three. Then Florida. Then Mexico. And where are the Chinese and the China, like all these high rollers? They're down the list at number eight, number nine. Now there's still a million, just under a million of those countries come in, pile into Vegas each year. But Canada, for the high prices and high rollers and 100K a year, I'm keeping it a little closer to home. Skydancer Casino, just 90 minutes south of Brandon and Belcourt, North Dakota. Again, this weekend, those tickets to Joe Nichols, they'll jump in price, okay? You get a deal until 30 days before the show. And technically, it should be right about now, but I think they're going to extend it to the weekend. $61 for your Joe Nichols tickets. They jumped to $71 after the weekend. They've got the water park there. If you want to get away without having to get away, like on a plane, the Turtle Island Adventure Park is fantastic. The water park is stupendous. It's a great opportunity for you to kick back, enjoy some drinks at an affordable price. And you're not paying $200-$300 for a hotel room at the Skydancer, but it is beautiful. Those tower rooms are absolutely awesome. And sometimes you can get the hotel and water park packages together. Why don't you visit SkydancerCasino.com and tell them Tyler sent you. 90 minutes south of Brandon in beautiful Belcourt, North Dakota. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. They are Westman's number one EV dealership, your premier destination for your electric vehicle needs in Western Manitoba. They've got the people, they've got the products, they've got the know-how, and they've got the models that come in both gas and EV. That's why they're number one. Blazer, got it. Silverado, absolutely. What about the big Hummer? Does that come in an EV? Oh, yeah. They've got it, too. And they've got the mechanics, the specially trained technicians to back them up. Bring your questions. Ask about the rebates. Ask about the huge savings potential at Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM in Brandon, 1500 Richmond Avenue. And our friends at Headley's Health Hut. If weight loss, living healthy, living clean is part of your New Year's resolution, resolutions do I have a store for you. Headley's Health Hut on Richmond Avenue. Have you visited there yet? I know you've been to Headley's at the Shoppers Mall, but they moved. They've got a bigger location. They've got more products for you. You're looking for a huge line of gluten-free food products? They've got them for you. Huge line of sugar-free, they've got them. How about maybe you're on keto and you want some snacks that are high protein and, you know, you got to stay away from the potato chips if you're on keto, but they've got like protein chips and protein nachos and special foods, gluten-free, sugar-free, low-carb, herbs, special remedies if you're sick, not feeling well, or you just want to live better. Check out Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond, just east of Murray GM. Travel note, WestJet begins flying nonstop from Calgary to Mexico City in 2025. This is big news this morning. There are not many ways to get from Canada to Mexico City directly. And what's interesting for us locally here is that we have daily flights to Calgary. So that literally makes Mexico City a one-stop destination for us. Of all times to start it, though, I'm not quite sure why they would start it in May as opposed to November, which makes a lot more sense. But for those in our area that jump on that quick flight to Calgary, Mexico City is just one stop away. Very cool. When I was up at the Elkhorn doing my live show, just before Christmas, when I had spoken to my Mexican friend that I'd met at the Buffalo Bar there, he lived in Mexico City for a number of years, and I asked him about visiting there and said, is it safe? And he said, it's one of the biggest cities in the world. If you're going to find trouble, trouble's pretty easy to find. He said, my advice, though, regardless of where you're staying, is take two phones. Someone will steal one of your phones, guaranteed, in Mexico City. Someone will steal. I'm like, what if I'm hanging on to both of them? What if they're chained to me? He says it doesn't matter. They're gonna take one of your phones. They like phones. some news worthy. Speaking of Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa, Buffalo Bar's got nonstop entertainment through the month of January. Every weekend, you're going to be able to check out live music. This weekend is live music with Luke Paulson. That's coming up Friday and Saturday, the Sip and Paint Night with Shane. That's where you get together, have some cocktails, and do some painting. It's a $45 event. There's a cash bar there. That'll go January the 21st, which is coming up on Tuesday. And, of course, the Comedy Invasion on January 25th. Huge powerhouse night of comedy. Troy will be there. Serena, Scott, Herbert. Tickets are two for $35. General admission is just $20. It's an 18-plus show. To take a look at the calendar of events, and there is a lot of them, check out elkhornresort.mb.ca. That's elkhornresort.mb.ca. Also, give them a follow on their social media channels. If you visit Sunrise Credit Union on Facebook right now, you could win tickets to Ag Days. The upcoming agricultural festival is going to be hitting Keystone Center, and you could be going for free. Simply visit Sunrise Credit Union's Facebook page and enter by simply clicking on the link. It doesn't get easier than that. However, if you are going to Ag Days, make sure you search out Sunrise Credit Union. With 19 locations across Western Manitoba, makes it easy for you when they're all in one location. And they will be at this year's Ag Days. And our friends at Auto Fashion, of course, if you've got hail damage to your vehicle, if you need your car detailed, if things have just gotten way too busy and your car on the inside has just got way too dirty, visit our friends at Auto Fashion. They'll take care of you. And if you've purchased a new vehicle that is in need of paint protection, body protection, please don't mess around. You want to take your investment to the professionals at Auto Fashion. 255 17th Street North. Behind Lee's Buffet, just look for the big green A's next to the car wash. Jesslyn and her husband and two sons are from Yorkton, Saskatchewan, close to us. They stayed at the Royalton Splash Riviera Cancun over the Christmas break, and it turned into a nightmare vacation. Her husband couldn't stop vomiting, his second bout of sickness after they arrived. The front desk presented me with an NDA. I said, there's no way that I'm signing this.
We had eaten some fish earlier that day that we didn't think was probably cooked. And I was violently ill for about 7 hours. So we continued along our vacation. But then on day five, both my son, my four-year-old son, and my husband became also violently, violently ill. We had let them know the first time I was ill. They weren't very receptive, but we didn't worry about it too much. But the second time we got sick, I wanted to leave the resort because I was worried about my family's safety since we'd already been food poisoned twice. A lot of other people at the resort were also having the same symptoms, like foodborne illness. And
that's scary.
So I decided we needed to leave. The doctor at the hospital or at the hotel told us we needed to go to the hospital immediately. And so I tried to leave and I packed all of our stuff up, but the hotel staff, the manager, didn't want us to leave because they wanted us to sign an NDA so that we wouldn't, a non-disclosure agreement, so that we wouldn't post anything on social media about
talk
to anyone about our illness. And they offered us $500 and they kept putting the amount up, but I told them, like, no way, I'm not signing anything and we're leaving now. But they blocked us from leaving. Like, it was 90 minutes before I was able to leave. They wouldn't send anyone up to get our bags, and I couldn't manage what, you know, with my husband very ill and my son very ill, to carry all of our bags.
It's a lot of money on the line for these resorts. And social, it used to be media stories. Now, social media can sink a resort, sink a chain. It got to the point they offered her $1,000 to sign it. We are currently conducting an internal investigation into the reports, and while we cannot comment further at this time, please know that we are committed to addressing this matter with the utmost care and attention. This from the Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations for Blue Diamond Resorts. And where does it end? Quentin says, yeah, you know, restaurants, stores, totally. This could totally be rolled out to a whole bunch of places where if there's a bad experience, we'll help you. But we just need you to sign on the dotted line, if you'd be so kind. I hope that you do not encounter anything like this. I hope that the food that you get, regardless of where you're going, is absolutely first class. And I hope that if you've got a trip planned, that it is nothing but sunshine, blue skies, and the only bellyache that you get is from eating too much of the food. That's what I hope for you. Oh, our time has slipped away on us again. Would you look at here? Thank you, Sun Seekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. We'll see you soon, like the sun, once again.